Hey, this is Corey, Borrowed CS, Borrowed Cassettes. We're talking about Rise and Shine. This is my new 12-inch. I think I probably alluded to this release last time when we were talking about creative writing, because this came way before anything from the creative writing tape. And the process, I mean, I think it's probably about 2 or 3 years old. Some of the oldest beats would have been about 3 years old. It was kind of a long process, just working with Mike Hu from Planet Trip, not by any fault of his or anything like that. I'm really grateful to work with him, but it was just one of those things that at the time I'd kind of finished it originally. There was like a few things, projects he had sort of in queue, ready to go. And then as we went, as it kind of came up, we decided to sort of mutually decided to add vocals to the tracks. The two tracks with vocals are All My People with Steve Spacek and Hearsay with Maratike. So those tracks existed instrumentally first, and then because of that it meant that we had to go back and, you know, work with the vocals and then bring that into getting ready to release. I think one of the main sonic kind of characteristics or sonic goals maybe for the project was a continuation of the previous tracks I'd done for Planet Trip. So in that sense there was a sort of expectation or a hope maybe that I would, you know, do another record for the label, and it would be almost like a sequel maybe, or like a continuation of kind of those ideas. I think some of those ideas are sort of more leaning into boogie and electro kind of funk sounds. And last time we talked about creative writing, I talked about the 606 drum machine being like a hallmark sound, or like a sort of signature sound that I'm trying to like develop more. And that's kind of a electro type sound more so than a, maybe, you know, a 909 drum machine is a bit more techno or like housey kind of. But yeah, the 606 and the 808 have this like electro feel, and they kind of exist within hip hop as well as techno as well too, no doubt. But yeah, so the 606 being like one of the centerpieces of all of these sounds, no matter what the sort of style or aesthetic is really. So coming from that space, coming from, yes, 606 based ideas, so most of the tracks have that on there. Yeah, exploring more of this like down tempo boogie, or like sort of maybe bar friendly kind of tunes. Yeah, a lot of this record was, I'm trying to remember, it was quite a while ago, but there was a lot of stuff where I was really like hooking up a lot of machines to each other and sort of building tracks in a really like playful and live way in the studio, like never with the intention of bringing them out to perform live like that, but just syncing everything up and getting things to talk to each other, getting things in time, and then building the initial ideas from there. You know, the equipment that I've used is you know, specifically, you know, I've talked about the 606 drum machine, sort of various like modular synth stuff that I've like either bought or built as well. At the time I was like kind of building modules, which was also I think part of the sound. It's like kind of very tweaky, synthy, sound designy, which I'm not really in that headspace anymore, but I think it was because I was really like, you know, had the soldering iron out a lot and was like trying to like make these sort of DIY modules, as well as like integrating like other synths that I always use. Like one of my main synths that I've had forever is an ESQ-1, or then the SQ-80, so made by Ansonic. It's like a late 80s kind of thing, and it's like super awesome. It's all over this record. Same with the Prophet 600, beautiful like kind of analog polysynth, but yeah, it sounds very classic 80s kind of sound, I guess. And that's, I'm really like leaning into that sound for this record as well, but I've used it on heaps of my productions, you know, for Borrowed CS and for ClearPath Ensemble as well. Mike was really into the tunes as they were instrumentally, and he could hear like just the space of like vocals for them, especially, you know, like I think of someone like Spacek and also Mutter as kind of a similar person, like our local version of them, but they're like extremely futuristic, soulful kind of people. Like, and so I think maybe there's like a classic quality to Steve's voice, and it's like very, very unique. He's just like got this like kind of timbre about him that it almost sounds like he's already got sort of effects on his vocal or something like that. It's like a real, like, yeah, just modern, but almost like retro modern as well. And I think that probably linked in nicely with the sort of aesthetic of the tune that he's on. The conversation was just basically like Mike hearing the tracks and being, you know, sort of suggesting to me, oh, would you be open to doing vocal versions of these? And I'm like, well, yeah, of course, like, but sort of who? And then he sort of floats a few names out, and Steve lives in Byron Bay and he has a connection with Mike. So that's literally how that came about. It was just sort of Mike floated it by him and he liked the track, and sort of we went from there. The process of working with him was like super easy. I've never met him. I've just talked to him on email, but I've, you know, Mutter has worked with him in Electric Wire Hustle. So there's like a kind of nice, you know, fuck a papa kind of music whānau kind of link in there as well, which is nice to reignite that or re-highlight that. I've been finding other people who can simulate to me. I've been writing up those steepy hills to find all my brothers and sisters. Sometimes I feel like I miss some who can simulate me. There's a couple of things like the introduction sound to Rise and Shine, the title track. That's sort of a reference to the previous 12-inch I did with Planet Trip, the Balance Ascend one that came out in 2020. I'm like really proud of this production. I think it's like, I don't know, for some reason I just really, really like it. The main melody sound is based off a preset on the ESQ-1 and ESQ-80 synthesizer that I was talking about before, and it's called Bedtime. And that's the sort of belly sound that's going bling. And, you know, I just built the melody around that. And it just, I think, you know, so many, there's just lots of different little sounds and textures in there, and there's a really nice spaciousness to it, which I maybe don't always get to explore or feel like I get to explore in my music, but I felt like I really landed it with this track. I think with Pot Plant, I was trying to do something in between a ClearPath Ensemble composition and a Borrowed CS composition, maybe. It has a slower tempo, and it's definitely drawing on influences of bands like Azimuth and, you know, even say like the sort of fusion music of Herbie Hancock or something. Like it feels like a very jazz fusion-y kind of track to me. Yeah, it's sort of my like vision of an electro Brazilian funk jam, maybe you could say. And yeah, I'm really, really proud of this one as well. Like it's certain ideas of it, like having the main melodic idea be a bass line. You know, there's a lot of music that I've really, really loved that sort of does that. There's some quite like colorful harmony to it. Yeah, it's got like a nice kind of easy tempo. Yeah. I think it came down to, you know, I'd had one vocal track already with Steve's one, and just, you know, worked with Mata so much and his projects, and just, you know, he just comes with the goods, like, and just, yeah, again, like you talk about the quality of a voice, like, you know, the ideas are beautiful, lyrics are beautiful, context and everything, but it's just the actual timbre of that voice, and it's pretty special. And I think, you know, there's a couple of voices that are on that level for me where it's like, wow, that actually really, as an instrument, that is like a really rich thing. I think of Dallas's voice from Fat Freddy's. I think of his voice like that. It's just such a sonically rich thing. Yeah, I could name other people as well, but, you know, just that's the sort of idea of working with him. I just want to get that sort of sound in there, as well as the, you know, beautiful person and the beautiful kind of ideas that he brings to everything as well. The first draft of that was built from a patch on Nano Loop on my Game Boy. So I was like, kind of, you know, before we jumped on now, I was like thinking about like how I made these things, and I was like, oh yeah, that's right. So some of those sounds are still in there. There's kind of a second bass line, sort of like a low mid-range kind of melodic thing that's like a counterpoint line to the chords. Yeah, that's actually bounced straight from the Game Boy. Never need me anyway. Need some money or a place to stay. I'd rather you call me than to be alone. You're acting like you ain't got no phone, huh? Tell me what more can I say? They call me. Tell me what more can I say? I'm living out here on hearsay. What the fuck?
say, just call me.
Subsonics is really bassy. lots like heavy Buchla sub on this one, really like leaning into it and tweaking a delay pedal and the timing of it and just slow tempo. I'm really at, I think I haven't made any music like this in a while, but at the time I was really inspired by people like Tapes and labels like Tax Free Records. They're based in Berlin. One of the key figures of Tax Free is Max Grafe, who used to do Money Sex Records, which I did a record with like years and years ago now, I guess, but sort of moved into this, you'd call it like minimal mutant dancehall kind of music. I think also like really inspired by or derived from maybe the Equinox crew out of Jamaica and like Gavsborg, Time Cow, producers like that. And that was kind of my tip to that. I think it just, I was really, really inspired by that music. So just having that sort of tempo, really leaning into synthesis, like the Buchla modular synth and like the 606, bringing a melodic idea in for a little bit, but just that's a really, you know, secondary section to really what the whole thing is, which is just some sort of big bass thing and a bit of a slow kind of throbbing groove with lots of delays. Yeah. there's another relationship that sort of reinforces the sequel idea, which is there's a track called Mystic Dream, which is the last track on this 12, and that's a sort of almost like a chilled out version of Mystic Shuffle, which was really leaning into the sound that I then kind of developed more for the more recent one. So that's why I kind of think they're quite linked in a certain, in a way. I think it was really one of the things that Mike Hu was really drawn to for Planet Trip, like the, you know, for the sound of Planet Trip, like that sort of aesthetic, speaking from the previous release, from the Balance Ascend 12-inch, that track was one that he really, really liked. And so this was like kind of like a way to bring that sound in again. And also, you know, just another way for me to sort of explore like the music that I like listening to, you know. You know, I love producers like Mind Design and Benedek and Moonbee and, you know, PPU label stuff, and as well as all these other things. And so I'm kind of like always like, wow, how can I like bring those sounds and those textures into like the music? So yeah, that's Mystic Dream's kind of like a ballad, maybe, if you want to call it that. But it felt like a nice kind of end tone for the record as well. What's the show called again? Sorry.
Show's called Totally Wired.
Totally Wired. I'll put that in there too. Yep. Feeling totally wired right now.